Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Boy, that just rushed up on me real quick. Like, I don't know why. I looked at it 1 minute and I had time, and the next minute I looked at it and I didn't have time. But that's okay. The time I have is time with you. So let's do that. Apologize for being a little late getting started. We had Shirley. Well, it's kind of been a cascading effect. I had Dr. David Wormser on with me, and we were talking about Israel. And there's just we covered a lot of ground. We gave a lot of information. And I really encourage you to get that information. And I will have that up as a standalone piece on Rumble. You can go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com show archives and pick that up. In addition to that, I had Shirley Dominique, wonderful interview with her about the Willing Warriors Project. And that is an effort to provide all kinds of programs and help for our warriors that have come back wounded, and they have a great program going on up in Virginia. And so I just man, willingwarriors.com, phenomenal organization. And then so that was the willingwarriors.org. Did I say .com? willingwarriors.org. Now I got to look at that and make sure that I did that right. Yep, I did. WillingWarriors.org. Good grief. Anyway, so that brings me to my next guest, and we'll try and get as much as we can in before I shift over to Jeff Dunitz and Yid with Lid, and we talk about the American Jewish perspective on and what's being experienced here by our American Jewish brothers and sisters. All right, Don Jans is here. Hello, Mr. Jans. Welcome.
Good morning. Good Friday.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I think I am ready for the weekend, my friend. I am definitely ready for the weekend.
Well, we can all rejoice for the weekend because we have a different man, different type of person as a speaker today.
Huge difference. I don't know which direction we want to go with this. The battle that he had to fight to get to this place was huge, and we're learning more and more, not surprisingly, that McCarthy was in the background doing everything that he could to try to prevent this from happening. He thought that maybe if he made things bad enough, if things got bad enough, if they got desperate, if they stretched this out long enough, that somehow he could end up back as the Speaker of the House once again, and the Uniparty would be back in control. He sabotaged everybody up till now, and he really thought that he had the votes. As a matter of fact, there was, as I understand it, from listening to some interviews, some serious dissension that might have raised its head. But Mike Johnson, somebody was able to make a floor move to bypass normal procedure and to force a vocal floor. Okay, now everybody's going to know what you've done kind of vote. And when that happened, everybody got behind Mike Johnson.
Yes. And of course you sit back and you take a look at this whole procedure, and what we now know is that back in January, we should have fought harder. Back in January is when McCarthy should never have been allowed into the speakership.
Sure.
And but we gave up. Now, is that good or is that bad? Well, it was bad for the country, for sure, because of some of the things that have been done, such as no a debt limit whatsoever, and we see that our debt this year is going to be $1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion. We also know that our spending right now is not based on pre-COVID. It's based on spending that was instituted during COVID, which is just a huge, huge, huge number. And we also know that there was always dishonesty, that there was always games being played. And you can't really govern when you have games being played. So in hindsight, yes, some of us said McCarthy is no different from McConnell, no different from Ryan, no different from Boehner. And he proved to be that's exactly what it proved to be. But I guess we had to go through the trial. Having gone through that trial and having the facts brought out, could, I think, in the long run, and of course, we're always trying to be optimistic, but I think in the long run, it will be a better thing. What we know, without any equivocation whatsoever, what we know is we have an honest person for the first time in a long time in Republican leadership position. That is a real blessing. We have a person who will tell us the truth, who when he says he's a conservative, he wants less government, he wants less spending. That is what he wants, and that is what he will do. The only way that we can possibly recover from the hole that has been dug over the last many years, and that is the debt that we're now facing, and the idea that you can just print money and throw it around and nothing's going to happen, which always you cannot break the laws of finances. They always come back to haunt you. If you spend more money than you receive, eventually it's going to catch up with you. And so I think that when I look at this, and I've looked at it many different ways, the American people have won. Republican establishment has lost. That's good. The lobbyists have lost. That's good. On disciplined spending has lost. That's good. And I think we will now see a House that when they say, no, we do not support terrorism, no, we do not support rioters, they will mean it. They will stand up behind it. And I think we will see no more spending to the Palestinian, to the PLA, no more spending to Iran. And when we say we're going to back Israel, I think we'll play a straight game, or a much more straight game, because you still have Biden, you still have Schumer in the Senate. But I think we'll play a much more straight game, and that we will not say we support Israel and at the same time give as much money as we can to their enemies. That's one of the big reasons we are where we are in the Middle East. That's one of the big reasons we are where we are in our nation, and we have to correct it. And when you see the House, members of the House actually on their knees asking God for wisdom, we always know that God gives us the right answer. And that should be comforting to every person who loves this country.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and that is a huge move. And, you know, one of the things that the highlight reels and things of Mike Johnson have shown us is his willingness to, you know, basically say, hey, I'm not going along with, you know, with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he means it.
Yeah.
We've had people constantly come up and say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm a conservative. I believe in less government. I don't believe in deficit spending. I don't believe in playing two-faced games.
Right.
And then as soon as they get elected, they forget everything they promised, and they go back to their natural person. And I don't think we have that in Mike Johnson. How he became speaker is nothing less than a miracle.
No question.
In fact, his wife wasn't even there when he became speaker, because when it looked like they were like he was going to actually be nominated, they couldn't get a phone or they couldn't get a plane ticket yet. It was too short of a time. Things like that, when they happen and you get good people, I think we can say that the hand of God played an important role here. And that gives me hope, because now first of all, I'm going to say this. Mike Johnson will be viciously attacked. He will be viciously attacked from the Democrats and from the media. And he has the strength, I believe, because it's not his strength, it's the strength of the Holy Spirit to withstand that vicious attack. Otherwise, I don't think he could, because it's going to be horrible. It's already starting.
Well, it's flat evil, right?
Yes. We truly do have a nation that has evil fighting good right now.
Yeah.
And we have a nation where they call evil good and they call good evil, and that is never a good situation.
Yeah, it is just absolutely pure evil. There's no doubt about it.
I'm going to make a request of your whole audience. I'm going to request your whole audience, which I know is huge, and it's going to be required, and that is that you must pray for Mike Johnson, because he will need that divine help to withstand if he's going to fight the way he says he is, and I absolutely believe he will.
Well, there's no question that he is going to need all of our support.
And he will be backstabbed, not just by the Democrats and the media, but he will be backstabbed by people within the Republican Party.
Right.
Because we have not rid ourselves of that evil yet. And that's the next thing we have to do. It's good. It is wonderful. It is wonderful to see a good people rise to the top. And folks, when I hate to use the word Christian, I really do, because Christian has come to mean many, many, many different things in today's world. It does not mean a follower of Christ, which is
not necessarily right. Right. Not necessarily. Unfortunately.
It separates people. It gives them a base they think they're going to receive because they call themselves a Christian, just like they call themselves a conservative. It doesn't mean they are. You must always look at the actions, and the actions we've seen from Mike Johnson would indicate to us a couple of things. He is a follower of Christ. And as Paul, he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's encouraging.
Yeah. Well, and that's going to make a gigantic difference with regards to our ability to fight back against what's happening.
I don't recall. You haven't been around as long as I have. I've been around a little longer. I don't recall ever in my lifetime such a consorted effort by Satan to control. I mean, he is really, really, really working hard right now. And I don't ever recall in my lifetime. I know in historical times he certainly has been just as active as he is today. But in the last, 150 years, this is as active as he's ever been. And he's made a tremendous amount of progress. Tremendous amount of progress. And it's going to take a real concerted effort to fight it. If you go back and you read times when Israel turned their backs, what it took to recover was an awful lot of dedication, hard work, and pain. And folks, I think we're going to have to go through that.
It won't be easy.
It will not be easy. We're seeing what's happening. Such contorted things. And this become, in fact, I wrote on this the other day, this becomes so prevalent. We have a mentality today that evil can go in and rip children out of a mother's stomach, behead the child, behead the mother, and this is called military action. And it's supported. And then we're told that when somebody tries to defend themselves, they are not adhering to the rules of war, whatever rules of war might mean. I'm not sure. But apparently you have to be nice to the people you're killing. Well, they weren't. They did not adhere to the rules of war. I saw an interview where a person, a Hamas leader, was being interviewed, and he was saying, well, this was a military attack. And the interviewer asked him, well, what is military about going into somebody's house and shooting people while they're in bed? And the Hamas leader said, well, this interview is over. And he got up and he left.
Yeah.
They cannot defend their actions. And we still give money to PLA. We still give money to Iran. Also saw where after the Hamas so-called soldiers went into Israel, many, many, many Palestinian civilians followed them and partook in the terrible, terrible actions that were taking place. So when we say, oh, yes, this is just Hamas, no, folks, it's not.
Right.
This is that whole evil movement.
Well, you know, it and look what happened right after the attack happened. You know, who went to China and met with Xi? Putin. Putin
Which
went
time?
Within a day or two of the October 7th attack on Israel.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Putin went and met with Xi.
Oh yes. Yeah, I thought you meant Newsom.
Oh well, no. Well, that's yeah. No, Newsom had his meeting, but and on October 18th, Xi hailed the deepening trust between China and Russia as he met with Putin. So 11 days after the attack on Israel, Putin and Xi are getting together in China and meeting together. And yes, it is. For Americans, we better be very concerned about Gavin Newsom, who's supposed to be the governor of California, going over to China and having these meetings with Xi, especially in light of the way that Gavin Newsom is running California and the way that California is being run.
Absolutely.
And you live there.
I do. I do. And we're this is why a lot of people are leaving California.
Well, and unfortunately,
we're being told.
Go ahead.
We're being told what we can and cannot think.
And let me just throw this in while we're on that topic, and then we're going to have to jump off. But for those of you here in Texas, we are in the middle of early voting and then our election in November. There are a number of propositions on this ballot, because in Texas, in order for them to do some of these things that they do, what they do is that when they know that they can't get away with it, or they wouldn't try to get away with it, they put it onto the ballot as a constitutional amendment. They are looking to spend $13.8 billion on expanding the Texas government overreach. And they want you and I as Texans to sign off on it. Please understand, because what happens is you go, people go into that booth and they think, oh, I can trust the guys. I should be able to trust these guys. A lot of people do this. After everything we've seen, you shouldn't, not even here in Texas, but a lot of people do this. Well, they're conservative. Well, so they just, yes. Go get them, guys. Don't do it. One of them is farms rights, Don. What they basically want to do is the government wants to step in and decide whether or not a farmer and a rancher have the right to ranch and farm their land. But they are putting it under the banner of, oh, we're protecting farmers' rights. Mm-hmm. It's a lie.
And I know we don't have enough time to get into this. I wished we did. But this is one of the huge reasons why we were founded as a republic and not a democracy. What you're talking about, and we have this in California, it's very prevalent in California, it's been very devastating to California, direct democracy. Direct democracy means where you don't have representation.
Right.
All of the people just vote.
Yep.
And what we know about direct democracy is it's the absolute worst kind of government you can ever have. It's the worst kind of government you can ever have because you have people who are not informed as to what they're doing. They do not know. And they are being tricked, and money becomes very prevalent, and people who do evil lie.
Yep.
And they say things like name these propositions very, very deceitfully.
Absolutely.
And you get very bad law.
So
democracy is horrible.
So I just want to get this out because it is Friday, and it is and early voting is happening, and the election, this process is coming up. This, you know, it's either this coming Tuesday. No, it's a week from Tuesday. But here's the issue. It's no on everything but three. And proposition three is to create a wealthy tax. Folks, that is an entry point for a state income tax in Texas. That's all it is. They are saying to you, okay, listen, we're not going to get you. We're just going to go after the really rich guys. Mm-hmm. No, as soon as they start taxing one person, that paves the way to tax everybody else. All right, I got to jump. Folks, vote yes on three to stop them from taxing the wealthy, and vote no on everything else, including farm rights. Farmers and ranchers don't need rights in Texas to do what they've been doing here for 100 years. We need the state to stay out of their business. All right, Don, God bless you, man. Thanks so much for being with me today. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Jeff Dunn is coming up right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really, one of the wonderful things, the things that I really enjoy about doing this in the last 12 years is the really, really special people that I get the opportunity to meet. And my next guest is one of those special people. His precious daughter, Alex, was going around meeting people at a Value Voters Summit many years ago. And I believe Jenny actually was the one that introduced us, but at any rate, we came together and she got to know me a little bit, and she's kind of, she's good about, you know, making sure you're all right. She doesn't bring you people into the circle that aren't all right. And so she welcomed me and introduced me to her dad, which has been a joy.
And when I find that guy,
welcome aboard, Jeff Dunnett's Yid with Lid.
And you're one of the special people that I've met through my travels around the conservative world.
Thank you.
And Alexa told me to say hi.
Well, please tell her that Colin and I both send our greetings back.
So let me tell you.
And Jackie, because I know Colin and Jackie both met Alexa. Colin and Alexa went out and hung out together several times at CPAC. Right. And then we all went to the restaurant and had dinner together.
That's right. But Alexa got married almost two years ago.
I sent her a congratulations on her Facebook.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked the guy.
That says a lot. That's a big thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because, if I didn't like him, I'd have to kill him.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, we dads have to stick together in protecting our daughters. So that's a good thing.
So let me tell you what I heard happened on the 7th.
Please.
I talked to two or three people living in Israel a day because of my role in a Zionist movement. But, you know, they emphasized a couple of things to me. Israel wasn't fighting the Palestinians. They were fighting Hamas. And the reason why that's important is because they didn't want people to think that all the Palestinians were bad people, because it's not true. You know, there are good and bad in everybody, in every group, except my family. And but if you say it's everybody, it makes Israel a warmonger, and it's not true. So on the 7th, the most horrible things were done. They cut off the heads of babies. They ripped the baby out of the mother's stomach, shot the baby, and then shot the mother.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about really...
barbarism.
It was really... And it just showed what monsters those Hamas people are. That what real monsters. Because a normal person, even if you hate somebody, wouldn't do that.
We've talked about, Jeff, with David. We've probably done 8 or 10 hours worth of interviews with him. I just did one, as I mentioned to you, at the opening of our 3-hour program today, or in the middle of our 3-hour program today. As an American living here, and obviously having all of that connection, you mentioned, for example, the babies who were beheaded. Israel literally had to go to the extent of bringing foreign journalists in and letting them see it for themselves. They just did about a 50-minute media presentation that was taken, by the way, from clips off of Hamas terrorists.
Their phones and would take videos.
These are the Hamas videos that they put up on social media that Israel captured and put together in clips. Because why? Because media sources, including American media sources, when the baby thing came out, CNN put it out, and then CNN retracted it as if it didn't happen, as if it was not real.
Well, that's how the media works.
Why?
They want to do what they want. I had an opportunity to see that video, and I passed on it because I didn't want to. It was just too disgusting. Okay? But the reason for it, as you said, is to convince the media that this is a real thing. And some of them still don't think a real thing. They say, okay, Hamas killed people. Well, so did Israel. And it's true. But the difference is Hamas targeted little babies. Hamas killed a woman, stripped her, and marched her through town in the back of a pickup. Yeah. The difference is when Israel kills somebody, it's the old thing about collateral damage. But when they fly and bomb an area, they don't do it civilian areas, and sometimes they drop leaflets.
Absolutely, right. Or they do the knock. They'll actually do basically it's a dummy bomb that they will drop in an area before they actually bomb it, which everybody in the area knows is a warning from them. Hey. A bombing is coming. Here's your chance to get out. They were clearing Gaza out. You mentioned about the and I'm hesitant to call them this, and the reason why is because I know what I know about Palestinian. Palestinian's not really a thing. There is no such thing as there are Arabs that live in Gaza. There were Arabs living in Gaza who were afforded the opportunity by the government of Israel to leave. They were, many of them, blocked from leaving by who? Hamas. Not Israel, Hamas.
Before 1948, There were two types of Palestinians, the Arab-born and the Jewish ones. Jews live in the area before 1948 were called Palestinians. The Jerusalem Post was the Palestine Post.
And that name Palestine, David and I talked about this a long time ago, but we brought it up again recently. But Palestine is a particular language to say Israel. I mean, that is really how it translates.
Yeah, but it was created by the Romans.
Yeah.
In 135, when the Bar Kokhba revolt was suppressed. And Rome wanted to, because it was the third try to get the Romans out in 60 years. So Rome wanted to poke the Judeans in the eye. So they changed the name from Judea to Syria Palestina. Okay, and that's how Palestine came. And it was kept through the Ottoman era, all the people that ran the area, even the British. And that's where Palestine came from. There was never a Palestinian government. There was really never a people called Palestine. They were Ottomans, they were Romans, etc. And you know, they talk about refugees. You know why they were refugees? The president of Egypt came up with this idea after 1948 when they lost the war. I'm going to keep them in camps because one day they're going to be a pain for those Jews. And they were right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and again, so Israel tried to clear and gave an opportunity for those that were not a part of Hamas to go. Right. Those that stayed, the majority of those that stayed because they voted for, in the past, Fatah, which is the PLO, and most recently, they voted for Hamas. They support Hamas.
Hamas wouldn't let people leave.
Well, no. I said that, Jeff. If you heard me, I said there were those that were not allowed to leave. But
most of the people that were there that weren't Hamas weren't allowed to leave.
But there was, as I understand it, though, and if you watch some of the video that's coming out of there, you saw them on the streets celebrating when Hamas did what they did. You saw them waving flags. I've seen the videos and we've watched it before. And by the way, they're doing it over here. We know that there are at least six camps that have been filmed where they were training children to kill and to hate Jews, to hate Christians, and to kill Americans right here in America.
Tlaib.
I'm sorry?
Just ask Rashida Tlaib, Congresswoman.
Yep. So
Rep Omar, who married her brother.
Yeah. So my point is, I hear what you're saying, and yes, I mean, Israel's not against any of these other than the fact that these individuals, when someone says to you, I want to kill you, I am going to kill you, you take those things seriously. Any normal person would. And at a point when they have said to you, oh, and by the way, I'm not just going to kill you because I'm not going to come after you first. I'm going to kill your wife and I'm going to kill your children and I'm going to kill your grandchildren and I'm going to kill any babies in your house. And when they tell you they're going to do it, then when they've done it, you can't let that live.
And if you read the Hamas charter, which is like their constitution, that's what it says. And once they kill all the Israelis, they want to go and kill all the Jews and all the, you know, then it goes all the Americans, yep, et cetera. Okay. So the United States should be worried and make sure that they're gone. Okay, because they want to come kill us.
Well, I've been getting attacked in the last few days on Getter. Really, because I absolutely. I've been getting attacked,
I only read the first half.
I understand. I've been getting attacked. The second half will tell you how the first half ends. Or the well, yeah, exactly. That's what I said. What I meant.
Someone told me the first and someone told me that the first half ends with Moses dying, and I got really angry because they told me what happens.
That's terrible,
isn't it?
Yeah, especially if they do that to you at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of
which is right now for you
talks about baseball.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
There you go.
Lots of score. But anyway, yeah. That's what the Hamas charter says.
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't say Israel is bad. They say the Jews in Israel are bad.
But they don't. I mean, relative to Israel as a state, they have targeted Israel as a state to wipe off the planet, to wipe off the face of the earth. And I think what people. Yeah.
The Arabs in Israel want to stay there, and the Palestinians that aren't part of Hamas
right.
want to move to Israel, not to destroy it, but they don't like Hamas. It's a dictatorial, country. Yeah. And even on the south with Abbas, you know, it's his 17th year of his 4-year term. That's the truth. And he's just as bad. You know, and all the money we give them, at least it was with Arafat, and I don't think it's changed, goes into a special account in Switzerland, one of those accounts you can't open for his own personal use.
Well, what we're dealing with there is this evil. What I'm wondering about, and we've got about 9 minutes left, what I'm wondering about, though, Jeff, is when you see Hamas marching in the streets of America, when you read reports that, you know, 62% of 16, and they say 16 to 39-year-olds, and I saw a bunch of debate about where that cutoff is, but let's just take it at what they said. 16 to 39-year-olds, 62% don't even believe the Holocaust happened, and they've never really heard of it, and they kind of doubt its existence. How does that strike you? What are your thoughts when you hear those things?
It's actually worse in Europe, but what strikes me is it's education. People aren't taught what really happened, and it's the same thing about people don't know about the American. People call it the American experiment. And people don't know about that, too. We're an evil country. Did you know that? But the same thing about Israel. They don't know that there were Jews living in Israel from the time of Abraham. Okay. When Egypt made them slaves, there were still Jews there. During the whole period between Rome and 1948, there were always Well, they were called other things. First, they were called Hebrews. Then they were called Judeans. The Judeans, because the country that Rome took it over, was called Judea. Okay, Judeans, and it became Israel. But it was never what they called Judenride, clear of all Jews. And
right.
And they don't teach that. They don't teach that is the Jews' eternal homeland, that God gave it to us. Actually, you know, in the Hebrew calendar, you know what year he sent Abraham to Canaan?
No, what year?
1948.
Hmm.
1948 in the Hebrew calendar, and 1948, the modern Israel was formed. I don't believe in coincidence.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Because the other piece, and we don't have a lot of time, but I know you'll be able to get the answer out on this or an answer out for this. Why should Americans be taught about the Holocaust? Why? Some people say, "Oh, well, you know what? That's past. It's past. It's why do we care? What do we care about that? Why should they be taught about that?"
Well, one thing is what you said before, that if you don't talk about it, it's going to happen again. Okay. The other thing is, Hitler wrote a book called Mein Kampf that said, this is what we're going to do. And no one believed it. When a monster tells you what he's going to do, he's going to do it. But no one believes it.
Right.
You know?
Because it's so monstrous, right, Jeff? I mean, right. Because it's so evil, we can't. And part of that is to our discredit, if you will. The idea, and you know, when I hear pastors say this, the idea that man is inherently good is a falsity. Scripture says, your half of the word says that the heart of man is wicked. Who can know it?
Well, when it says that man was created in God's image, okay, it doesn't mean we all look like God. Because if it was, you know, all those TV shows where they try to find out who the crook is, everyone looks alike. Everyone has the same DNA. It would be boring. But what it means is everybody could do good or evil, and God chooses good. And to be in God's image, we choose good.
I set that's before you this day life and death, Deuteronomy chapter 30. And,
that's right.
And you know, and that was why God required of them that there was the sacrifice that was made in the garden, because the blood needed to be spilled in order for there to be a recompense for Eve's disobedience. I mean, man's downfall started with the question, right? Did God really say?
Well, that's from your half.
So okay. But it's in yours. I mean, in Genesis, right? Eve sinned, and that began a series of events by which God ultimately chose the Jewish people to show how life was supposed to have been and the things that we need to do, the following of the law.
Well, let me tell you how we look at the chosen people.
Okay.
Okay. It's that God taught the Jews, God made the Jews the ones to teach everybody how to act. Okay. That's what we chose. It didn't mean we were better than anybody else, you know, except for my family. But that was, you know, because people think, they look at the chosen people and think, oh, well, Jews are trying to say they're better than anyone else. Uh-uh. That's not what it means. It means we were chosen to teach people what the right thing was.
Well, with great respect, you know, most Jewish people that I know that are Orthodox, that follow the word, do not see themselves as superior. In fact, they see themselves in many respects as failing. I'm not there yet. I'm not quite. So I'm working on. That's the whole thing is about working to be all that God has asked us to be.
We're constantly working on it.
I mean that there's a humility in it.
Take that to your original point.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of why we need to teach the Holocaust, because we got to show the world what the ultimate horror is and what we can't repeat. And the interesting thing is October 7th, that day, more Jews had died or killed than any single day of the Holocaust. Okay. What we call it Shoah.
Yeah.
And when people said, well, this is like the Holocaust. Well, it is.
Yep.
Guess what?
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about the horrible things that are done. I'm just talking about numbers. And I hate math.
Well, and I think that we also need to be clear, too. And I mentioned this with David, and he and I shared it together. But, you know, there were 6 million Jews that were killed in the Holocaust. There were an equal number that were trying to protect the Jews, who also then became targeted. There were almost 6 million of them. So there was, you know, and so we need to understand that when they come for the Jewish people, as you've mentioned in Hamas's own constitutional writing, they're not ending there. That's the beginning. That's the tip of the spear. They're going to come for the Christians. We know that. They're going to come for America. That this is not going to end. It's just that the Jews become the first target, and it's like the canary in the coal mine, and we better wake up.
Yep. But the interesting thing is it's also to cancel really lousy TV shows. But yes, there were 6 million people. There were more than 6 million people that tri- and part of being a good human is when you see somebody suffering through that, you try to stop it. You know who didn't try to stop it and gets all this credit? Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
100,000 people died because he didn't want any more Jews in the United States.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about bombing the railroads. I'm talking about, you know, they had a system where you're allowed to have a certain amount of people from every country. He didn't fill those out because he didn't want any more Jews.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, you're right. Well, and that leads into, you know, the conversation about the fact that Roosevelt was really a communist. It's one of the things that turned Churchill off to him. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, he and Stalin got along so well. All right, we got to take I got to take leave on TEC and TV. I want to say thank you all for tuning in this week. I'll be back with you next week. Get into a church this weekend, and if you live in Texas, as I said, I recommend no on every proposition that is on there except for number 3. Which is the one about taxing the wealthy. And once they start taxing one group of people, they are going to move to a state income tax, and we don't want that here in Texas. So vote yes to protect the wealth of all of us, and then vote no to every effort to try to add the $13.8 billion in debt that they want to saddle Texas with so that we become like California, dependent on the federal government. I'm going to hang on. There we go. So TECN-TV, Sandra, take it away. There we go. And so I'm still on a couple of our social media platforms. I just wanted to hang tight for just a second. But, Jeff, I'm what do you want people here in America to do? And I know that when you come on, usually in our past, you try to bring an education of the Jewish life and Jewish lifestyle and understanding it with a great deal of humor to go along with that. And I don't mean to cut that off, but in light of the situation that we're in, I felt coming in, I mean, the tenor of our conversation I knew today would be a little bit different than it's probably ever been. Just because of how serious the situation is. And you know, David and I joked about some things, even during all of this. He said, hey, you know, we don't lose our humor over here. And
just serve God with joy.
Yeah, which is awesome. But what do you want people here in America? Give me a couple of things that you want people in America to be doing.
Okay, the word for a righteous person in Hebrew is a tzaddik. Okay. The word for charity is tzedakah, which is the same base. It's find a realistic charity. And I'm not, don't look for the, there's so many fake charities out there, but look at a charity that concentrates on Israel. You know, the Red Cross is great, but I wouldn't give to the Red Cross. And for those of you who give to the ADL, never give to the ADL, okay? That's a liberal organization, and I wouldn't give to them. But there are charities that definitely concentrate there in Israel, like the JNF, or there's something called Zaka, which actually, one of the things they do is when which happens when people are blown up. We believe that when you bury, you should get all your parts together. Okay? They get all the parts together. I mean, that's one of the things they do. And those are charities that concentrate on Israel. And I would, you know, they don't need clothes. They don't need beer. But I need beer. But they do the ones that concentrate there. I mean, because Israel is the one that needs it. So you find charities and you make sure they're real charities. Because anytime something happens like this, you know, you've seen it before. There are fake charities that arise. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you look for real charities. You look for the background. There are so many websites that actually rate charities and how much of the money goes to what they say it goes to. There are a lot that it doesn't. But if it's not 97%, 98%, guess what? It's not worth it. Okay, because it's your hard-earned money. The same reason why you don't want to vote for number three in Texas.
There you go.
It's your hard-earned money. Okay, so that's one thing you could do. The other thing is talk about it. There are so many people that are lying and are spreading the wrong things. And if you talk about it, it helps. And actually, if you go to my site on October 10th, I wrote something that said how to diplomatically talk about what's going on. And it tells you how to deal with the people who are, as we say on the internet, trolls. And sometimes you don't fight with them because you know what? You're not going to change their mind.
Right.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to fight with them so you lose. Because you fight with them, you lose. So that's another thing. You could talk to people about what's happening because the news reports are lying. When Hamas tells its death count, guess what? Hamas doesn't know the death count. Okay, remember when that hotel blew up? Well, first of all, it landed in the parking lot. Okay, so really the big thing that was blown up was cars. The other thing is they blamed Israel. Okay, and America had movies showing it wasn't Israel; it was. It came from an Arab group, and their rockets, a third of the time, don't make their target. They land in Gaza, which isn't a great thing. But Hamas still says it was Israel. And there are people in the United States that still say it's Israel, like Rashida Tlaib, one of the congressmen. She voted no in that Israel resolution a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Ilhan Omar, same thing. She's the one who married her brother. Okay. There are people all over the country. And actually, what really got me angry is not the people who voted no, but the people who voted present, because they didn't have the guts to vote. And if you're in one of those districts, just don't vote for them. But you can write your congressmen. You can write your senators. Let me tell you something. Congressmen and senators, the way they figure out which way to go is they count the mail. Okay. They count the mail go on the other side. They count the mail that wants the other side. So make the pile of mail for the side you want bigger. Okay. But you see a TV guy, you see a TV, write them. Say, no, that's not true. And that goes with anything, okay? You got to tell people what you think is right or you think is wrong. Because if you don't, no one's going to know. You know, and it's not just what's happening in Israel. Although what's happening in Israel is still happening. You still have bombs, rockets coming over from Gaza.
Absolutely, okay? Yep.
It's coming faster than the Iron Dome can get, okay? Israel hasn't started its land war yet. And there are two reasons for that. Some say it was Biden saying, no, don't do it yet. But someone told me it's really for the Israeli soldiers to learn urban warfare, because they've never had to do that before. Okay, so there's more than one reason. You know, actually, there's more than one reason for anything. But it's not just, and I believe that Biden is holding them back a little. But you know what? If the IDF and the new cabinet said, I want to go ahead, they would go ahead. Okay, they don't care what Biden says, but the military says, you know what, we're not ready yet. Okay, they want to be ready, and once they go in, they go in, and they're not gonna. And people say, well, will they be taking over Gaza for good? Will they be living in Gaza? Ain't happening, because Israel doesn't want that aggravation. So they want to clear out Hamas and then give it to somebody. It was actually part of Egypt. But Egypt doesn't want to take them. Jordan doesn't want to take them. Right. And actually, Jordan, the reason why Jordan doesn't want to take them, because the majority of Jordan is Palestinians. And the king of Jordan and the whole family are Hashemites, not Palestinians. So if they take in more Palestinians, it's more people that won't accept them.
Well, let me just get this in for those that are watching right now and will be listening. You can help Israel. Mercury One is doing a ton to filter and identify real on-the-ground entities that need help right now. And they are in it. As a matter of fact, they were on our call yesterday for Save the Persecuted Christians, talking about they just got a flight out of Israel. They were able to fund a flight to fly some people that were trying to get out of Israel out. And I think this is the second flight. I think so.
York, mm-hmm. there's a law. If you're Jewish and over 65, you have to move to Florida.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so it's Mercury One
organization.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's Mercury One. While you were talking, I went ahead and sent a message over to my to the group that I'm in with STPC, and said, hey, who's got stuff going on? But 100% of every dollar donated, less the credit card fees, goes directly to help Israel, and there are many on-the-ground organizations, and they are working to fund them. So this is a reputable organization, mercuryone.org, and they will get the funds to the entities on the ground, and you can make an impact, again, by donating at mercuryone.org. Jeff, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something. I know Greg for a long time. He knew me when I almost had hair. But if he says a charity is good, it's honest. Because he's honest, except when you play poker.
Well, and then there's no everything's fair in that.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta hold your hand tight. Well, and another charity, if you want to help us out, is the one we're doing with India. And, we're at 1,200 churches now in Punjab, India. We've put in 43 freshwater wells, and we've established 4 sewing schools for widows.
You know that there's a Hamas, hey, Ruth, the organization that I am very active with, and I am the director of special projects for, has a branch in India. We have a branch in Italy. We have a branch in Great Britain, and we even do stuff in the United States.
Well, if you do humanitarian stuff, which I know you do, in any of, you know, what you're doing, take a look at what we're doing over in India, because they're, you know, we're reaching the lower caste, and really trying to help them to have fresh water and food and meet some needs over there that are very, very, very significant. But anyway, you know, I just mentioned that, and I know many of you do support what we do, and we greatly appreciate that. Help Israel. There's opportunities, and I know there's funding for all of this, and I encourage you to get engaged.
Well, if you read both halves, my half and Greg's half.
There you go.
They emphasize charity. They emphasize giving.
Yeah.
Okay. The story of Samuel. His mother got a child because she gave to charity. Not my mother. My Hebrew name is Shmuel, which what's his name? Shmuel is Samuel.
Right.
And my mother didn't have to get charity for me. She had to get charity not to get rid of me.
Understood. Understood. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. You can see there on the screen, lidblog.com, by the way. Lidblog.com. You can follow Jeff. He is the Yid with Lid. And if
you read something, don't feel bad to leave comments, even if you hate something. You know, that's how I learn what people want.
Amen. Absolutely.
I like to learn.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. And read chapter 12.
Yes, Genesis chapter 12.
And actually, I'm writing something about it today.